And welcome back into the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. Jamie Vasky along with you, and joining me is West Delaware head wrestling coach Dale Meyer as his team getting set, just like the boys' team, to wrestle in the Highway 20 battle tomorrow night against the Independence Mustangs, as we'll have that for you right here on KMCH, 6 o'clock on your radio dial, Mix 94.7. As coach, jump back probably a week, as the last time we saw you guys in action was down at down in Tiffin. Haven't had a chance to talk to you since that, as you guys went 1-1 against Clear Creek Amana and Grinnell. Grinnell, Hinkley, Clear Creek Amana, both quality teams that you wrestled last Thursday night, and started the night off with Clear Creek Amana and a 24-18 win. And then in the last duel, falling to Grinnell 30-23. And Roger and I, you know, with girls wrestling still being fairly new, especially here, still a lot of open weight. So a lot of times, even in the matches and the dual meets you guys lose, we like to go back and look at the matches that were wrestled. And that is one of the things that we always try to give you guys credit for in most of those dual meets, even though the final score doesn't come out. You guys are winning a majority of those matches. So might not look good in the win-loss record, but I tell you what, the girls are fighting hard, and they're winning a majority of those matches.
Yeah, I think we went 7-2 head-to-head matches against them, those two teams. And, you know, we were shorthanded again, and we too, look for head-to-head. How do we do head-to-head on the matches actually wrestled? And I felt like one thing we were looking for was to be more aggressive. And I talked to the girls, you know, a week or so ago about we're kind of behind in the takedown battle. And so that's something we've been focusing on, is getting that first takedown. And I think we won the takedown battle for the first time in a while that evening too. And I think we went 9-2 or something like that with takedown. So we're making progress, and that's what we got to have here at the end of the season. We've really worked on a lot of different things in practice, and hopefully it translates into a little more success on these head-to-head matches.
Well, then last Saturday you took part in the East Buchanan, the Maryland Invitational, and I tell you what, you and I talked about that tournament last week, and not a lot of teams in there, but the teams that were there, they were solid, and you guys came away with a fourth-place finish in there, had two champions in Berkeley Lynch and Anna O'Rear, and then Gracie Heim finishing second place. Her sister Lily finished fourth place. Hannah Crane, a third place finisher. Ava Demmer and Lily Schulte both finishing in sixth place. But that went to show the quality of that tournament. And you know, looking at Lily Schulte, just a very tough day for her. You look up and down her five matches that she had in that, and all very, very tough girls, including you had mentioned the potential WOMAC champion at her weight class and her backup at 100 pounds. So a really tough day, but nonetheless, the girls wrestled really well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 100 pounds is just stacked. I would wager to say those top three or four girls are all, they're all ranked or could be by the end of the season. And the East Buchanan girl, you know, although we've beaten her once, she's tough too. And Lily just keep pressing on, and good things will happen. But it was a tough field. South Tama was our WOMAC champs last year as a team, and they got the firepower again this year. If people want to beat them, they're going to have to knock them down at every weight that they can, because they're balanced. And Decorah is always tough. And, you know, we saw some potential state finals matches in that tournament between Decorah and East Buchanan and Anna, hopefully too. And we had two good champs, two really great days between our freshman and our senior that just kind of dominated the field, obviously. But it was a great competition for us to get moving into this postseason. I would call WOMAC the start of our postseason. So Independence tomorrow night, and we'll see where we go from there.
Well, a busy week coming up, and actually a real busy 3 weeks. So it was going to lead to my next question is, Looking at the calendar, you're 2 weeks away from the state tournament already. Hard to believe how fast this second half of the season has gone. As coming up tomorrow night, we mentioned coming into the interview, the Independence duel tomorrow night, as this will be the fifth time the two teams have wrestled. You guys are 1-3 all time, got the win last season in Manchester, 45-35. Another tough girls team, but again, a team that it should be a good duel in the matches that we get to see tomorrow night. And then Friday, you jump right into the conference tournament down at Vinton Shelsburg. And then you're a week away on Friday from the regional meet, and then you're right into the state tournament. So an extremely quick second half of the season, but getting down to the home stretch, now is where, as a coach, you hope the girls have taken all of the tough competition you have wrestled throughout the season and put that forward into the when it matters the most.
Definitely. They should be battle-tested. The WOMAC and our schedule provide tough competition all the way along the way, and Independence won't be any different. Thing with them is they're almost a full team. So, you know, we're going to have to win the head-to-heads as much as possible if we're going to have a shot. And I think we always got a shot as long as the girls believe we got a shot. So it's going to be fun tomorrow night, and then we'll move on to Vince Shelsburg on Friday for our WOMAC Conference Tournament. And that's always brutal, so I can't wait. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Well, all right, Coach, I appreciate your time. We will see you tomorrow night in Independence. Roger and Bill Logan will be on the call Friday from the WOMAC tournament in Vinton Shelsburg, and then Roger and Annette will be back with you guys next Friday at the regional meet. So best of luck tomorrow night and the rest of the season. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jamie.
That was West Delaware head wrestling coach Dale Meyer here on the KMCH Sports Zone. We'll take a break and come back with more of it right after this. You're listening to it on Mix 94.7 KMCH.